inferno, se mi fai presente. So, dear Francis, it's a great joy to be over here. And so we keep encouraging you and giving you strength from the Word of God to persevere. Remember, our Lord said, He who persevere until the end shall be saved. No? This is why every day we must live it as if we are the last day of our life. Every day we must live it as if it was the only day of our life. And every day should we live it as if it was the first day, you know, after our baptism, you know, after our conversion. Yes, so this is why Saint Benedict, no, he says, I tell you, Saint Benedict, he teaches that our daily life must be centered in the presence of God. So we must live in the presence of God, is what he says. He summarized the disposition, the essential disposition we must have if we want to be Catholic, or be worthy of the name of Catholics. So we live in the presence of God. In fact, this is the theme of the Gospel of today. That our Lord knows everything. He is the only one who can help us. He cares about birds and food and climate, and he's in charge of everything. And so, in such an extent that without him we can do nothing. Well, our Lord said, without me, you can do nothing at all. This is why I said, in the spirit of the martyrs, to live in the presence of God, this is our calling. You know, it's just too different to live in the presence of God than to live in the presence of men. So this is the problem. We live in the presence of men. This is why we have more fear and more respect to men than to God. It's a fact. This is why, in order to, for Saint Benedict, to increase the presence of God in our lives, we must see Christ in the superior, in the case of the family, the father and mother, no? The authority. We must see Christ in our brothers and sisters. We must see Christ in those who come to visit us. We must see Christ, yes, in the poor and the needy, and all those who are our neighbors, even our enemies, in the sense that that we have to forgive them, because our Lord wants them to be saved, become like Christ. And also Saint Benedict says we must also be in the presence of God before the things that we use in our daily life. Wherever we are, we have a book, a pen, our furniture. He says that in order to foster in us that presence of God, we must remember that whatever material things around us have been given to us by God, and we don't deserve them, it's only for our use. Therefore, we must treat them with a great delicacy, with respect, even things, with respect, as if there were the vessels of the altar. This is the rule of Saint Benedict. So we don't carelessness for the sake of God. It's very important. It's very important, I tell you, because if you don't live as you live, if you don't live thinking in Christ or for God's sake, you end up believing as you believe, as you live. Means if we live more in attention to Christians, men, and myself, that way of living is going to change my faith. So I will lower down the strength of my faith, the value of my faith, the necessity of my faith, and I will end up by being a believer. Yes? This is why we have to be in the presence of God, even in our bodies, to see our bodies. Do they reflect Christ? Do they reflect Mary? Yes. So we have to see Christ also as Benedict says, in our crosses. That is the key point. So, but as you notice, in order to see Christ in the crosses, we must see Christ first in the most little things. In the little things, like in the ordinary things, as we say, of our daily life. Things, my book, my pen, my furniture, my clothing, my house, yes, but also the more important thing, like there's my brothers and sisters. And after that, we see Christ in the other people around me, neighbors, even the enemies. So also we have to see Christ, coming from Christ, my duties of state. And if we do all those things in an habitual manner, we will see the cross coming from that. It can all go together. It is our faith, our holy faith must permeate, must have influence, impact in all, absolutely all, 100% all of our thoughts and words and activities and actions. This is why I tell you, we are very little. We are little if we don't have this. If not in principles, in practice, we become liberal. Because we behave with our relationship to God. This is liberalism. To speak, or to think, to plan, to dress, or to pray, yeah? Or to behave with our reference to God. With our reference to principles. So for somebody, therefore, when you are in these good habits, this is why he has degrees of humility. So basically, the first degree of humility, which is the essence of the positions we must have in order to receive graces of God, from God, is to live in the presence of God. So if you live in the presence of God, automatically you are going, yes, to see Christ in everything, but also you are going to be obedient to authority, to the magisterium, to tradition, to the Bible, to the commandments, to the duties of state. And next step is, if you are obedient, you are going to be receiving the cross as coming from God, and you will see as a blessing and as a necessity, even so much that you are going to ask for more crosses, because it's a necessity for us in order to crucify the old man and the new man be living in the presence of God the whole time. So this is why this is different degrees of humility, because if you live in the presence of God, you are going to develop obedience, faithfulness, yes, love for the cross. And next step will be tolerance to any kind of persecution and the heroic disposition of the soul in front of injustices. He said, even if it's unjust, try to do it. He says, it's the fourth degree of humility. You must try to do it with the help of God. Because the tendency is not cross, is painful, is against my reason, is against my benefits. So I have to skip it or to take it away and to go around it. So this is why for St. Benedict this is the fourth degree. Yes, to accept the cross in whatever way, form, or duress, or injustice is coming to us. And next degree of humility will come to put my eyes in the others, as in order to please the others for God's sake. This is why for Saint Benedict you have to start doing what the others do to overcome myself. Because if the others are Christ on earth, therefore the other, therefore I am the less, I am the least of all. You see? If Christ is in the others, therefore I am the last one to be in the consideration, enter into consideration. Therefore my eyes will be fixed in the others. What I do, I will imitate, I will fix my eyes in their service, in pleasing them, and my eyes will be outside of myself. This is why Saint Benedict says, copy what the all others are doing. Of course, good thing, no? This is perfect, a good thing. Even if what you, the way of you do it, the way you do things is better, objectively speaking, it's better for the sake of humility to do what the others do. Yes, to overcome yourself, to go against yourself, because you are in the presence of God, and Christ in the others is what you have to, is your principle of action, and not your own life, your own expertise, your own experience. It's very powerful principles. And after that, Saint Benedict says, you have to start forgetting about yourself, even in whatever pleases you, and whatever your way of acting or your way of thinking, because you want to please Christ. It's what he said, that the modesty, the bearing, the way you walk, the way you talk, it has an influence in your faith, because you must talk, walk, and dress up, even to laugh, he says, in such a way that you don't want to please yourself but to please Christ and the others. It's amazing. It's really it's a great light, Saint Benedict's holy rule, because this is the foundation of Christianity. You know, in Europe, Saint Benedict is the father of Europe, and Europe is our foster fathers in the faith. And this is the spirit of the martyrs. So we tend to believe that martyrs is a grace that they get, and we get some one day maybe, hopefully. But God chooses suddenly someone to become martyrs. No, it's not like that. Those who will be worthy to become martyrs are those who are faithful day by day, living in the presence of God, trying to please God, being humble and obedient, as giving up oneself views, oneself will, oneself benefits to serve God in the others. Because remember, to be martyr is to be witness of the gospel, means to be witness of the love of God, who is His all, He's everything for us, we are not nobody. So we want to give our life for Him completely one day, by the blood we had once. We have to do it every day, on a daily basis, living in His presence, doing His will, seeing Christ in the brothers and sisters, in the neighbor. Even in things, we have to see something coming from Christ, and we cannot misuse or be carelessness, or be unclean, or be not tidy enough, not be careful enough, or to waste whatever article, whatever food, or because you have plenty. No, see, we have to respect. It's coming from Christ, it's coming from God, what we have. This is exactly what is the virtue of poverty. The virtue of poverty, spiritual poverty, is my treasure is Christ. Therefore, I don't want nothing by Christ. And therefore, if something comes from Christ, for the love of Christ, I will treat it very well, with a great gratefulness, and I will do my best to keep it clean, fixed, and beautiful, and working well, and very well treated, no? Yeah. So this is very important. This is very important. Believe me, this is a slope, very small, very fragile slope. If we don't have this spirit of faithfulness, we end up to falling little by little. So either we go forward or we go backwards. It's never a middle term. Our Lord said, he who does not gather with me scatters. Either we build up or we destroy. So there's a middle term. This is why the living of the spirit is great damage to the soul. You know, in America we are immersed in the living of the spirit. It's a great damage in the country. Because we deal with people and situations, even the way things are, the way things are managed, very often with liberal mindset. Because liberal mindset has other priorities like time, money, efficiency, beauty, is higher priorities than morality and God and sacrifice and the cross. They see like that, people, the world. This is why, even if you have the faith, you have strong principles, if we don't live it, we will end up liberal by the other. So let's pray to the saints and the martyrs to help us to understand how a Catholic has to live on earth. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.